This is Travis.
Hi, Travis. This is Nikki from Local Stash. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm actually calling with regards to the Schedule 1 interview, and this call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Like, the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still the best time for you?
So did we, I have something scheduled for tomorrow at 9.
Okay. So you're quite busy right now. Do you want to reschedule or what do you think?
So I'm confused. I believe.
Oh, you were scheduling a different hour?
I believe so for tomorrow at 9.
Oh, okay. If I'm checking it here, John scheduled you for today, but if you're busy right now and if you want me to reschedule tomorrow at 9 a.m., let me check. Oh, you're actually double scheduled. Okay.
He said that this one was going to get canceled.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and just do the client interview tomorrow. Is that what you prefer?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I can probably make some time now. I've been right in the middle of some stuff, but if now it's fine, we can maybe cancel tomorrow's. Give me just a minute. What all is this going to entail?
So this is going to be for setting up your account to your Local Stash. So I'm just going to ask you questions with regards to your business. So we will know how to set up your account, and from there we'll keep it up and running.
It's okay. I guess we can do it now.
Okay, sounds good. So let's just do it now, and we'll be a day ahead on setting up your account. All right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So first of all, I want to thank you, Travis, for having Local Stash as your digital partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline the next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
And I see here, Travis, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the secret question with John. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Job One Excavation LLC, correct?
That is correct.
And the address that I have on here, that's 21641 Northwest Dairy Creek Road, North Plains, Oregon, 97133.
That is correct. That's the business functional address. The mailing address is different.
Okay, so you do have a mailing address. Can you provide it to me?
Yeah, it is P.O. Box 545 Banks, Oregon, B-A-N-K-S. Oregon 97106.
Gotcha. That's PO Box 545 Banks, Oregon 97106.
Thank you
for that. And let me see. So is this a home? This is a home address. So are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google has the rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
Is that something I can change in the future?
Like, let me see. Actually, there's benefits if you would like to share your address, but if you're not comfortable of having it shown, we can always hide it for you. Yep, we can always hide it for you.
Okay, what are the benefits from having it on there?
Okay, so displaying your address has distinct ranking benefits for this, Travis, helping you claim the territory and improve your search dominance. There are risks of suspension with residential addresses, but Proper documentation means we can quickly appeal if needed. So if any changes occur, well, anyways, we can always have your address later.
That's fine. We can go and share it. That's fine.
Okay, let's work with it on the share address. And thank you for providing the PO box. And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 503-709-0723?
Yes.
Okay. And I just want to make sure, are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I am all of those, yes.
Amazing. And will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Just let me know if it is not handy.
No, I've got it right here. It's CCB is it's the Oregon CCB. The license number is just simply 255105.
Okay, I got CCB 255105. And correct. Do you have the expiration date?
Yes, it's 02, so February 3rd of 2027.
Gotcha. 3rd of February 2027. Thank you so much for that. And just noting here that you are licensed, insured, and have a business registration. All right. And I just want to make sure that I got the correct email address. And that's Travis, that's vanderzanden@outlook.com.
Yeah, it's vanderzanden. Make sure there's an N in there.
Oh, vanderzanden. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
At Outlook.com. So I see it here, Travis, that your email is not a Gmail email. Will you be able to provide a Gmail email? Because it is needed for your Google Business Profile access and verification.
I do have one. And so the one that I would like to have, are we doing an externally facing email? Is that what this is for?
Like, for example, do you already have an existing email? Do you know the email that you use? Okay,
yes.
You can use that email if that would be comfortable, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, so the other one is the one, the one with my name on it, the Outlook.com one, is the one that I use for, like, transactionary stuff, like getting this kind of account set up or working with, you know, buying software for my business or things like this, right? The other one is the one that I would want clients to use, which is job, J-O-B, with .1.excavation@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's job.1.excavation@gmail.com.
That's correct. That's the word one, not the number. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
job.one.
Gotcha. Yep, I got it. Okay. The shop.one.excavation@gmail.com. So basically,
Gmail,
you mentioned that you wanted to receive your leads through this email, right?
That would be great. Or text or call. I mean, yeah.
Okay, I mean, if you will be setting up your account, you prefer to receive all the mails, all the leads through the job.1@excavation@gmail.com, correct? I just want to make sure so that we can
set
up.
Yeah, that would be the email address that I would want. Yes, correct.
Okay, for the business. And
correct.
If we will be updating it here on our end, would it be okay, Travis, if we will be sending you updates through this email, the job.1@excavation@gmail.com from Local Stash? Or do you want to receive it to your Outlook?
Or what kind of updates?
And for example, if you have concerns with regards to your account.
That one I would prefer to get through my Outlook.com account because I see and monitor both, but the interactions with that are directly for me, like working with you guys should be going through my Outlook account.
Gotcha.
I'm the only one with access to this.
Gotcha. Because I will have to check it here, Travis, because if you are going to use the email for the job, that means you will set up this email, the job.1excavation@gmail.com, with your possible leads, and that means to say we will update it here on our back end with this. So if you will
think
this, yep. So that means to say, if you will be sending you updates, it will be sent through through your email job.1.excavation@gmail.com.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, would that be okay? All right, so let's look at it.
And I assume this is all changeable down the road because I'm supposed to be getting a domain name with you guys or through you guys.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, do you want to do the Google Workspace? Did John told you about the Google Workspace? That it's actually a very good feature. I'm going to go ahead and discuss that with you. I can discuss it later, but I can discuss it to you right now.
No, so, we can do it later. That's fine. Okay. I don't want to change your flow. I just I do want to take advantage of getting the domain name.
Gotcha. Yep. And let's talk about that one right now. Okay. So since you don't have any domain name, right? So you don't have any website?
I do not. Well, I've got just Facebook.
Gotcha. Not a problem. We can launch a high converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead now, Travis, and pull up some website website URL options or domain name for you to choose from.
I'm happy to go do that on my own, if that's acceptable.
Okay, so you wanted to have your own domain name? You wanted to order your domain name?
Well, I want to do it through you guys, but...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, you can let me know, just let me know the domain name that you would like me to go ahead and check.
Okay.
What do you prefer?
I don't have that right now. That's the thing.
Would you like me
I'm not ready to commit to a domain name today.
Okay. Let me see. Because if you can have a domain name right now, then I can set you up for my team to create your website. So you don't know, you don't want to do the job1excavation.com or job1excavation?
I do not. I want it to be a little more generic because I do more than just excavation. I also have a doing business as name for job1 construction, and that's a little bit more of a generic name. And at some point, I may re-register with the state as a more generic business name, not just the excavation name, although that's my primary function today.
And not the job1. You want to try the job1construct.com, or you're still not decided yet? I'll just start it.
If that's not too long, I think maybe we could do that. But I haven't fully landed on that yet. If that makes sense.
Gotcha.
I want to
take
some time to think about it.
How about this? Because I really want to make sure that we can get your account up and running, and we don't want you to, miss the opportunity just because we missed this website creation. So how about we'll do the job1construct.com temporarily? Would that work for you?
Job1, give me 1 minute, please. Job1 construction?
Yeah, whatever works best for you, you think you'd be comfortable. I can go ahead and check it here. Just a temporary one. Just if ever you do change your mind and have your domain name that you would really want to work on, let us know. I just want to create the one for you right now to make sure that your account will be up and running.
So registering a domain name costs money, correct?
Yep, but there's no additional cost for you right now. It's part of the
correct
package.
I understand that.
Yes.
But if we do it again, it's going to be another,
you're not going to... We're just going to change it here on our end. You're not going to charge anything for you.
Okay. Trying to think of what a good... Give me 1 second.
Yeah, just take your time.
Would Can you check job one contractors?
Contractors? Okay. Contractors. With S, right? Job one contractors?
Yeah. I'm just out of curiosity.
Yep, we do have job1contractors.com or job1contractors.net.
Can you try the job1construction.com?
Construction. Let's see, job1construction. Job1construction.com is not available, but we do have job1construction.net.
Okay, I'm just curious. Who has this? Oh, interesting. Surface areas. We're in Tennessee. I'll be darned.
Yes, so someone already have the domain name .com for job one construction.
Yeah, interesting. All right, let's go big. Let's try job one enterprises.
Job one enterprises. Let me check it for you. Yep, we do have an available job1enterprises.com and .net.
All right, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, so let's do job1enterprises.com. Do you prefer .com?
I do, yes, please.
Okay, so this is your domain name. And just in case that you want to cancel your services with us and you wanted to keep the domain name, you can always keep this for $99, okay?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. That's what John was talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's job1enterprises.com. All right. And since we already have this domain name for you, I'm going to ask you a few questions with regards to the website that my team will create. So, for your website, Travis, what brand colors, or what colors do you want?
Primarily, my logo is of yellow and black and white background.
Okay, so that's yellow and black and white.
Yeah, can you give me 1 minute? I've got a call coming in from a client. Sorry, give me 1 second.
Okay.